Welcome to Arthritis Update, your trusted source for the latest news, insights, and advice on managing arthritis. Whether you're living with the condition or supporting someone who is, we're here to bring you expert tips, inspiring stories, and the newest breakthroughs in arthritis care. From managing pain to understanding treatment options, we've got you covered. I'm Virginia Voice volunteer Diana Donald, and we'll begin today's program with the article, Evenity for Osteoporosis. This drug builds new bone, lowering fracture risk. From the Cleveland Clinic's Arthritis Advisor, February 2025 newsletter. Osteoporosis weakens bones, making it more likely that they will break. But there are many effective medications that can significantly lower that risk. The one that's right for you will depend on a variety of factors, including, importantly, just how likely you are to fracture a bone. We divide patients into categories of risk, says Chad Deal, doctor, head of the Center for Osteoporosis and Metabolic Bone Disease at Cleveland Clinic and associate editor of Arthritis Advisor. Those at very high risk are candidates for drugs in a class called anabolics, which includes the newest one, Evenity, approved in 2019. In clinical trials, Evenity reduced the risk of vertebral fractures in the spine in women at very high risk for fractures by 75%. Two types of drugs. Bone weakness is caused by an imbalance in the natural cycle of bone turnover, in which bone breaks down and builds back up. Anti-reabsorptive drugs can help inhibit bone loss, and anabolic drugs help build new ones. Besides Evenity, the other anabolic drugs are Forteo and Trimloss. Evenity has a unique mechanism of action. Excuse me. How does Evenity work? Evenity emerged from early investigations of a tiny group of people who suffered from too much bone growth, the opposite of osteoporosis. The developer of Evenity identified the mechanism involved in this rare condition and turned it into a drug to improve bone growth and reduce bone loss. NASA was also interested in the drug because astronauts who spend time in low-gravity environments lose bone density. An experiment with mice in space proved promising for increasing bone density and was one step in the research leading to Evenity for humans. Evenity is unlike the other anabolics because it has more than one action. It both builds new bone by stimulating osteoblasts and decreases bone loss by inhibiting osteoclasts. The drug is given once a month for 1 year and then stopped. Women who take Evenity must then take an anti-reabsorptive medication to maintain the effects. Otherwise, they will lose the benefits of the drug. What are the benefits? In the past, people in the very high-risk category may have been started on an anti-reabsorptive drug and given Evenity only if that did not work. We now have clinical trials showing that Evenity is superior to the anti-reabsorptive drugs So we feel it's important to use this drug first for high-risk patients, says Dr. Deal. It doesn't make sense in somebody who's had a vertebral fracture in the back and is at risk for a second one to give them an inferior drug, says Dr. Deal. You need to give them a drug that's going to work quickly and work better. Possible side effects. The most common side effects include headache or joint pain. Other side effects are generally mild and include a reaction at the site of the injections, says Dr. Deal. Low blood calcium needs to be treated before starting Evenity. Women who have had a heart attack or stroke in the past year should not take Evenity due to evidence of cardiovascular risk in one of the clinical trials. More research is planned in patients prescribed Evenity to evaluate the risk for stroke or heart attack. Insurance coverage. Although Evenity is expensive, it may be less costly overall than the other anabolic medications that require a 2-year-long treatment period. Evenity requires only 1 year of monthly injections to strengthen bones before switching to less expensive medications. Medicare generally covers Evenity for eligible candidates, although other insurance may require people to try other medications first or meet specific clinical criteria. That ends the article, Evenity for Osteoporosis, from the Cleveland Clinic's Arthritis Advisor February 2025 newsletter. Our next article, Ask the Doctors, GLP-1 Drugs for Weight Loss, Timing of Joint Replacement, by Stephen Mashk and Chad Deal, both MDs, from the Clinical Clinic's Arthritis Advisory February 2025 newsletter. Question. I have osteoarthritis in my knees and am overweight. I've had difficulty losing weight through diet and exercise. Should I try a GLP-1 medication? Answer. The GLP medications like Ozempic or Wegovy and Mounjaro or Zepbound have changed the weight loss field. Cost, access, and whether you are a good candidate for these medications are all considerations. A study published in the New England Journal of Medicine in October of 2024 of semaglutide for people with obesity and knee osteoarthritis showed greater reductions in weight and knee pain for those on semaglutide compared with placebo. GLP-1 medications are generally self-administered through weekly injections using a device similar to an EpiPen. Candidates for GLP-1 medications Wegovy and Zepbound will generally have higher body mass index in the obesity range, above 30 or even 35. Ozempic and Mounjaro are people with obesity who also have type 2 diabetes. These medications are not recommended for just losing a few pounds. Without insurance, these drugs can cost more than $1,000 or more per month, although some companies offer coupons that reduce the cost. Will insurance cover them? It depends on you and your insurance coverage. Some insurance won't cover GLP-1 medications for weight loss at all, or will cover them only in very specific cases, like people with obesity and type 2 diabetes. Other insurers will require you to first try other weight loss medications before they will cover a GLP-1. Some will require copays that could be several hundred dollars per month. Good nutrition and physical activity remain an important part of weight management, even with GLP medications. Everyone can start with good nutrition and safe physical activity. Question: how do I know when it's time for joint replacement surgery? Answer: it's up to you and your doctor to decide when you can no longer manage your symptoms with non-surgical measures. The American College of Rheumatology and the American Association of Hip and Knee Surgeons released guidelines for optimal hip or knee replacement timing in 2023. Important issues to consider are pain and how the joint limits your activities. Non-surgical measures depend on the joint, but they may include medications, injections, exercises, weight loss, braces, holistic therapies like acupuncture, and posture modification. The guidelines suggest that people with severe symptoms of arthritis for whom non-surgical treatment has not worked and who are candidates for joint replacement should forego additional non-operative treatments and consider surgery. The guidelines recommend delaying surgery for smokers until they reduce or quit smoking, and for people with diabetes to get their blood sugar under control. They do not recommend delaying surgery for people with obesity to lose weight. Another consideration for the timing of joint replacement is how long the joint replacement will last. Most replacement implants last more than 10 years, and some will last 2 decades or more. Generally, the length of time joint replacements last has been improving as technology improves. Schedule this elective surgery at a time when you have had a chance to prepare for your surgery and recovery. Our next article: 5 supplements to consider taking when you have arthritis, according to dietitians. Popping these may help move the needle on your pain and stiffness, by Laureen Manica, eatingwell.com, updated March 20th, 2024. Just like the hinges of a door become rusty over time, making it trickier to open and close smoothly, arthritis can make it harder for joints to move freely without discomfort. If you have arthritis, a condition that affects about 1 in 5 U.S. adults, according to a report from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, you know how joint pain and stiffness can affect the things you do every day. There are many types of arthritis, including osteoarthritis, caused by aging and wear and tear, and rheumatoid arthritis, which is an autoimmune condition. Both result in swelling, pain, and a reduced range of motion and movement. It's no surprise that in order to manage arthritis, many people turn to taking certain supplements to take the edge off their discomfort and restore some range of motions. While supplements won't be a magic bullet to living a pain-free life with arthritis, they may help reduce inflammation or have other positive effect on the joints, especially when you combine with an anti-inflammatory diet and regular physical activity. Number 1. Omega-3 fatty acids. Omega-3 fatty acids, found abundantly in fish oil, are known for their anti-inflammatory properties, according to a meta-analysis in the journal International Immunopharmacology in 2022. By helping to decrease inflammation, these essential fatty acids may then play a role in alleviating joint tenderness and swelling, notes a review in the Mediterranean Journal of Rheumatology in 2020. Look for a supplement that provides EPA and DHA, the two long-chain omega-3 polyunsaturated fats, recommends Julie Upton, a registered dietitian in the San Francisco Bay Area. Aim for a total of 500 milligrams per day of EPA plus DHA. 2. Curcumin. Curcumin is the active ingredient in turmeric. It's what gives the yellow spice its vibrant hue. The chemical is renowned for its anti-inflammatory properties, making it a potentially beneficial supplement for individuals suffering from arthritis. In research, when compared to a placebo, curcumin supplementation has been found to help decrease inflammation levels and arthritis symptoms and delay disease progression, says Melissa Mitri, owner of Melissa Mitri Nutrition. A systematic review and meta-analysis in Frontiers in Immunology in 2023, evaluating over 500 studies, showed that inflammation levels and clinical symptoms in patients with rheumatoid arthritis can be improved by curcumin supplementation, although more data is needed to confirm these findings. Number 3. Glucosamine and chondroitin. Glucosamine and chondroitin supplements may benefit someone with arthritis, as glucosamine is a natural compound found in cartilage and chondroitin is a component of cartilage. She explains that research suggests that these supplements provide the body with the building blocks it needs to support healthy joints, potentially leading to a reduction in stiffness, pain, and improved physical functions for those with arthritis. SAIM has garnered attention as a supplement for its potential role in addressing symptoms of arthritis, particularly osteoarthritis. SAIM is a natural occurring compound found in the cells of the human body that plays a role in the maintenance of cell membranes. Although research is not conclusive, in general, SAIM appears to be as effective as non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs in improving pain and joint function with fewer side effects, according to the National Center for Complementary and Integrative Health. While SAIM is celebrated for its potential benefits, it's crucial to be aware of its risks, because SAIM can influence serotonin levels in the body. It can interact with antidepressant medications. Talk to your doctor about any potential medication interactions before starting a SAIM supplement. Vitamin D. Vitamin D plays a critical role in maintaining bone health and regulating the immune system, which is particularly relevant for individuals suffering from arthritis. Research suggests that vitamin D supplementation can lead to a significant reduction in arthritis-related pain and inflammation. Data published in Arthritis Research and Therapy in 2023 showed that among those with knee osteoarthritis who never underwent knee surgery, vitamin D supplementation was linked to modest improvement in knee pain, function, and stiffness over 5 years. The bottom line, arthritis can be a challenging condition to navigate, and it can have a profound impact on your quality of life. While every body reacts differently to interventions, there is evidence to suggest that consuming an anti-inflammatory diet, staying physically active, and supplementing with key nutrients may help people with arthritis manage symptoms naturally. Some supplements to consider include curcumin, vitamin D, and omega-3 fatty acids. As always, discuss taking any supplements with your healthcare provider first. And once you decide to start taking a particular supplement, be sure to confirm that the one you are purchasing is independently verified to ensure purity and quality. Partial knee replacement. An option for limited arthritis damage. From the Cleveland Clinic's Arthritis Advisor, March 2025 newsletter. When you've reached the point where knee surgery is the next step solution to arthritis pain, you might be able to consider a partial knee replacement. It's not the solution for widespread knee damage, but it might address your specific needs. Is a partial right for you? The knee is divided into three compartments, medial, lateral, and femoral. You might be a candidate for a partial if arthritis damage is limited to a single compartment, explains Trevor Murray, doctor, orthopedic surgeon with the Cleveland Clinic. Dr. Murray estimates that up to 90% of partial replacements are localized in the medial compartment. While someone in any age group is a candidate for a partial if they have isolated single-compartment arthritis, I think it makes really good sense for two different demographics in particular: young patients who want to remain active with a knee that responds more like a normal knee, and octogenarians, or people close to that age, for whom the toll of a total knee replacement on their system is not insignificant. If you aren't sure how widespread your knee arthritis is, ask your orthopedist. A key sign that it might be limited to the medial compartment is isolated pain on the inside part of the knee. The procedure explained. Partial knee replacement surgery usually takes less than an hour. During the procedure, damaged cartilage and some bone are removed and then replaced with metal and plastic components to remodel these parts of the joint. Partials can be fixed bearing or mobile bearing. Though mobile bearing tends to allow more movement, the integrity of your ligaments in the damaged knee and which compartment is affected are determining factors. More recently, the first cementless design gained FDA approval. A cementless implant forms a bond with bone rather than relying on cement to hold it in place, which can lead to better long-term durability. For a small percentage of people, an intended partial surgery can become a full knee replacement once it has started in the surgical theater. This is due to arthritis in the other compartments that we did not appreciate on x-rays, says Dr. Murray. He also points out it's impossible to predict who might need a total knee replacement at some point in the future. I look at a partial as a final step for a lot of patients, not as an intermediate step to a full knee replacement, he says, but a full knee replacement can become necessary if the effects of arthritis damage become apparent in other compartment. Advantages of partials. Partial knee replacement longevity rivals that of total replacements. When the surgeon is skilled at the procedure, about 90% of patients are still doing well with their partial 10 or more years later, Dr. Murray said. Partial knee replacement also typically offers knee flexion that's closer to natural knee movement. Though it's considered open surgery, there is far less trauma to the surrounding tissue than a full replacement. I would argue that by definition, doing a partial knee replacement is minimally invasive. The knee does not need to be dislocated during surgery, like it does with a total knee replacement, and there is less invasiveness in terms of how deeply we need to go into the quad muscle. This means you'll more quickly reach recovery milestones like getting off pain medication and no longer needing a walker. As with full replacements, you will continue to see improvements for a year to a year and a half as you build back quad strength. A lot of studies show that partial knee replacement surgery is underutilized, said Dr. Murray. There's pre-op planning, a big discrepancy between the number of patients who qualify for it and those who actually get it. Part of that comes from surgeon comfort level. If you don't do a lot of them, you don't offer it. Conversely, if a partial is appropriate for you, you want a surgeon who performs them often. At least 10 to 20% of their knee replacement surgeries should be partials, he said. That's all the time we have for this edition of Arthritis Update. I'm Diana Donald for the Virginia Voice. Thank you for listening. If you would like to hear any of these articles again, this program is available on demand at virginiavoice.org. Have a great day.